KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Exactly 19 years ago, I said, "Bolali, will you marry me?" 12th and 13th March are days I will never forget in my life. 12th March 1998, I was being ordained into ministry, and as oil was being poured upon me, a significant event that shook the whole nation was also taking place. Archbishop Benson Idahusa, one of God's choice generals, departed into glory. 13th March 1996 exactly, I asked my wife to marry me. I was 24 years old. Bolali was 21 years old. She wasn't Sophia yet. It was after we started our courtship that I gave her that name, Sophia. Just about this time in the morning, after our morning devotion in the campus of Olabisi on Obanjo University, specifically in residential hall named Wukwola Hospital Hall, I asked her if she would marry me. There was nothing romantic about this scene. It was just after the morning devotion, very early in the morning. I was wearing bathroom slippers, a black faithful trouser, and a short-sleeved shirt. I usually tell folks, don't try my style. I've had dreams and visions in the past 9 months about her being my wife. Those visions started coming when I wasn't praying for a wife or anything. I wasn't out to impress anybody in our fellowship then, but I served tirelessly. I worked in the technical department. I painted posters and placed them on the wall. I would sweep the venue of the fellowship all by myself and move the benches from the pavilion to the venue week after week. I used to call Shegun Oshinibi, now a barrister, to assist me in carrying those heavy benches. All these I was doing without anybody asking me to do it. I did them when nobody was observing me, and I didn't bother to tell anybody all I did. I did not complain of having to do it alone. I was just filled with joy doing it. But God saw me and saw my heart. You see, when you get busy for God, then God will get busy for you. I tell young people, don't go and serve in a church because you are looking for someone to marry. Go and serve because you love God. God will take up your cause and make things work out beautifully for you. How do I know that? God's word says, He is a rewarder. God is not a forgetter. Just allow me to use that grammar. He is a rewarder. He will not forget your labor of love, and He will always undertake for you. When you're serving God, there are some prayer points you don't need to pray again. I was a very shy person, extremely shy, and for $1 million, I would not ask a lady out. I kept wondering how to do it, as my wife would be the first person I would ever ask out, and of course, the last. But you know, those visions empowered me, and I knew God's plan from them. Uncommon boldness comes with divine direction. Incidentally, I don't dream again and as frequently as that, but then if I take a nap, I would dream and God would speak to me concerning different people. It got to a time, if I wanted to know the mind of God on anything, I would pray in the spirit and then I would go and sleep. God will speak to me, Shani. It is important to know here that God's primary way of speaking to His children is through inner witness and not just dreams. If you don't dream at all, you're not less spiritual than someone that dreams about everything. So stay encouraged. So this particular morning, I had woken up with one final dream where I see myself asking her out. What kind of dreams was I having for 9 months? I would see myself in her house. Never been there, but I described to her and it was exactly what I saw, but I never told her the entire dream. And I would see her dad and mom holding her hands and placing it in my hands. What else could that mean, people of God? I would see myself on crusade grounds, ministering together, standing by my side. It would interest you that at this time, I didn't even know what it means to be called to ministry. Then I would see us traveling around the world ministering to whites. That phase is almost here. There was one I had where I went to her room and I saw her studying the scripture with several Bibles in different translations and she was speaking in tongues. I had several of them that pointed to the same thing, maybe close to 40, while she had only one dream. What did she see in her dream? What answer did she give me when I asked her out that morning? It wasn't a positive answer. I will continue here tomorrow, lest I weary you with too long a devotional. I will bring out some lessons from this story as well. Be encouraged that God is interested in your life, and I mean every word of that statement. His invincible hands are orchestrating events in your life that will culminate in joy and rejoicing. Every little thing happening in your life is all a part of the grand plan of God to birth your destiny. You are not in that campus for fun. You are not working in that place for coincidence. Be sensitive to God and stay close to Him to hear His voice as He directs you and leads you by His Spirit every day. Stay with God and you will see His salvation even in this marital area of your life. Confession for the day. I am divinely directed of God. Prayer for the day. Lord, lead me in your path for life. Thought for the day. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, there are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, King James Version. Action plan for the day. Decide to disconnect from all ungodly associations. Thank you and God bless. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.
Authored by Dunamis Okunowo.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.